If you follow any news about the retail environment these days, you've probably heard a lot about store closings recently. Macy's recently announcing plans to close dozens of stores around the country, including one at Marketplace Mall. Sears and Kmart have also reported plans to close some stores. And most recently, just last Friday, JCPenney announcing it will be closing as many as 140 stores around the country in the coming months. Just which Penney's are closing has not been announced yet. But even with that announcement, a longtime area marketing expert, Gene Fram, a retired professor of marketing at RIT, told me that from his analysis, he thinks that Penney's is still a good bet to weather the changes in retail, as well as Costco's and Macy's.
I think these are more efficient, better management, and each of them have a something unique about them and or their history.
Now, Fram says it's not surprising that a number of retail chains are closing stores. He believes there are just too many retail stores around the country in terms of serving the available population. There is a common perception that the brick-and-mortar stores are being hurt by online sales. But Fram notes that even with the big gains in online activity in recent years, online sales still only make up about 10% of all sales, so that leaves the bulk of the sales to traditional outlets such as the brick-and-mortar department stores. It is worth noting, as we also talked about last week, that Dennis Wilmot, a senior vice president with Wilmorite, the company that operates the major local shopping malls, said they are hopeful that none of the three local JCPenney's will close based on their sales performance. And Wilmot says, as far as the number of shopping centers in the area is concerned, Wilmorite feels the supply of commercial retail in this area appears to be balanced, so he does not feel there are too many retail stores for the population in the Rochester region. And like Gene Fram pointed out, Wilmot also noting the vast majority of retail expenditures continue to take place in brick and mortar stores. Now, Sasha, I want to shift gears and talk about a new group of basically local entrepreneurs. It is called Rock Girl Gang. That group's been around since last May, but they are rapidly adding to their numbers. It was founded by Sarah Knight. She is a local graphic designer, and she says the goal of this organization is to feature and support work by local women in mainly the creative fields, everything from photography to glassblowing to painters and other artists. Knight told me the basic idea here is to help these women network.
To connect as many women as possible, and there's just so many talented women in Rochester that no one knows of.
And Sarah Knight says, as many people in business are aware of, networking can often lead to finding work or bolstering your own small business.
It's really provided a great community. I've seen photographers who are meeting with clients out and about in town, and they've said, oh, yeah, I met this photographer through Rock Girl Gang because you featured her work, and now I'm hiring her.
Rock Girls Gang has started a new series of workshops called Becoming Boss, learning from successful entrepreneurs how they got started and overcame obstacles to build their business. You can get more information, by the way, at rockgirlgang.com. And Sasha, that will do it for this week's report, but you can check out a podcast of this feature later at wxxinews.org. And of course, we will update any late-breaking business stories throughout our newscasts during the week.